the word that starts with the B.
Begin.
Now, if we were talking about somebody in, I don't know, and who had not been around lately, and I said, you know, I don't think she's been around, you might say, well, yeah, I just looked out the window and
saw her.
And she said, as a matter of fact, like over the past week, I've
saw her.
Now, if you might tell somebody, now, you can't get through up there now. The highway department's got that road all
blocked.
And if you were meaning that it was in an awful shape, you'd say it was all
tore up.
Now, the opposite of take it off is
put it on.
Now, if you were talking about, well, if I said, what's new, you might just say, well, you might just sort of shrug your shoulders. I'd say, you might just say, if there wasn't anything new, you'd say,
nothing.
And I'd say, well, now there must be
something.
And you might, talking about riding horses, you say, well, now, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
And if somebody was with you and you thought that person would know how to answer a question better than you would, you might say, now, I don't know, you'd better
ask her.
And so that she might say, well, now, why are you asking me? Just last week you
answered it.
And if you were talking about two little boys that couldn't get along, and every time they met, they
fit.
And if somebody killed somebody with a knife, you'd say they
stabbed them.
And if a teacher came in and saw a funny picture on the blackboard, she might say, well, did you draw that? And some little kid say, yes, I
drew it.
And if they had something heavy to, like a piece of machinery that they had to lift up on top of a, up on the, what do you call it, up on the
roof?
Yeah. What would you call the where they take a pulley and everything to use that? They'd say that they're going to have to
conveyor.
And and they take the conveyor and then they're going to hoist it. Have you heard
of
it?
Hoist. Yeah. Hoist. Chain hoist.
Chain hoist. Mm-hmm. Now, if you met somebody, oh, at say 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
And now, what would you call the part of the day before noon?
Morning.
Uh-huh. And then the part, I guess afternoon time.
Evening.
And now, when would evening begin?
After 6.
After 6.
Does it?
And, well, it means different things to different people. See, that's what, you know, in different places it means different things. My grandmother called it evening after about 2 o'clock, you know. And some people would just, you know, mean different things. Now, after you eat dinner, what do you call it? Like this part of the day, what do you call this?
I call it evening.
Oh, you call this evening, okay. Now, what do you call afternoon?
This would be afternoon.
This would be afternoon.
Yeah, now wouldn't it? This would be afternoon and evening would be after.
Would be later.
Yeah. Because this is after 12.
After 12. Do you ever hear people say good day to people?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Or do they say it when they're leaving or when they meet people?
And now the Jehovah's Witnesses, have a good day.
Oh, do they say that?
When they're leaving. When they're leaving, have
when
a good
leaving.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were leaving somebody's house at night, what would you say?
Good night.
Now, if on a farm, if you had to start to work before daylight, you'd say that you started to work before
day.
And now, if you were talking about, well, just as the sun comes in.